O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Philemon 1, verses 1 through 21. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Grace and Peace by Fernando Ortega and John Andrew Schreiner. The simple words of this frequently used greeting in the epistles establish a gentle tone. The text of the Lord Jesus Christ is treated with special reverence and emphasis. Each time, the melodic line rises higher and with more embellishment.
Grace and peace. Grace and peace, grace and peace, grace and peace to you from God our Father.
Book of Philemon, verses 1 through 21. Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our beloved fellow worker, and Apphia, our sister, and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and the church in your house. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always when I remember you in my prayers, because I hear of your love and of the faith that you have toward the Lord Jesus and for all the saints, And I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ. For I have derived much joy and comfort from your love, my brother, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you. Accordingly, though I am bold enough in Christ to command you to do what is required, yet for love's sake I prefer to appeal to you. I, Paul, an old man now and a prisoner for Christ Jesus, I appeal to you for my child Onesimus, whose father I became in my imprisonment. Formerly he was useless to you, but now he is indeed useful to you and to me. I am sending him back to you, sending my very heart. I would have been glad to keep him with me in order that he might serve me on your behalf during my imprisonment for the gospel. But I preferred to do nothing without your consent, in order that your goodness might not be by compulsion, but of your own accord. For this perhaps is why he was parted from you for a while, that you might have him back forever, no longer as a bondservant, but more than a bondservant, as a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. So if you consider me your partner, receive him as you would receive me. If he has wronged you at all or owes you anything, charge that to my account. I, Paul, write this with my own hand. I will repay it, to say nothing of your owing me even your own self. Yes, brother, I want some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I say.
Paul's letter to Philemon is his smallest and perhaps most overlooked book. It's only one chapter, 25 verses. In terms of length, it's actually the most like a typical letter back in the first century. The rest of Paul's 13 letters are abnormally large for his day. And the main characters in the letter are Onesimus, Paul himself, and Philemon. Let's unpack the letter by looking at each of them. Onesimus is a runaway slave who wound up becoming a Christian through Paul's ministry. Paul even refers to himself as Onesimus's father because of how Paul shared Christ with him. In the letter, Paul is writing to Philemon, Onesimus's master, to let him know that he is sending Onesimus back to him. And he pleads for Philemon to allow Onesimus's return without punishment, even though he deserves it for his disobedience of running away. Paul asks that Onesimus would be welcomed back, no longer as a bondservant, but more than a bondservant, as a beloved brother, verse 16 says. Paul does some fun wordplay in verse 11. Onesimus' name literally means useful. So Paul writes, "Formerly he was useless to you, but now he is indeed useful to you and me. Once a runaway slave, now Onesimus is useful through Christ." Onesimus is a picture of the power of the gospel. Like him, we too find our true identity in Christ. No matter our pasts, no matter our resumes, no matter our history of disobedience, Christ transforms us into his own and marks us with a new identity. We too are changed from rebellious slaves to sin into beloved sons and daughters of God. Now, shifting to Paul, he too reflects the gospel from a different angle. As he sends Onesimus back to Philemon, he writes, "If you consider me your partner, receive him as you would receive me. If he has wronged you at all or owes you anything, charge that to my account. I, Paul, write this with my own hand. I will repay it," verses 17 through 19. Paul's willingness to substitute himself for Onesimus reminds us of what Christ does for us. Martin Luther wrote, "As Christ does for us with God the Father, so does Paul with Philemon for Onesimus. We are all God's Onesimi," Luther says. The gospel of Jesus is what fuels this letter. It transformed Onesimus' life, and beyond just inner transformation, it also transforms relationships. Back in the ancient world, if a slave was disobedient and ran away from his master, the punishment would be severe. Instead, Paul asks Philemon, "You can have Onesimus back forever, not as a slave, but as a beloved brother," The gospel is powerful enough to make a disobedient slave a beloved brother of his master. Unthinkable in the ancient world. Today, be encouraged by the story of Onesimus and Philemon, which is also our story. The story of Jesus transforming us from disobedient slaves into beloved brothers and sisters.
Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. O Lord God, grant your people grace to withstand the temptations of the world, the flesh, and the devil, and with pure hearts and minds to follow you, the only God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.